starting a new perek, perek hey of Brachas Mishnah Aleph. We're continuing with halachas of Shemone Esrei Tefillah. This Mishnah is also a continuation of the proper kavana that one should have when he's davening to Hashem. In Oimdim Lispala, when he says Koyved Rosh, when a person davens, he should have davening to Hashem with a feeling that he is subjugating himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He realized that there is a all-powerful God that he is davening to. Kamavan, the halacha also says that one should daven mitzvah simcha shel mitzvah. He should be happy about it. We recognize both things. Mitzad echad, we recognize that we are speaking to the all-powerful Hashem. That Hashem, we recognize that this all-powerful Hashem happens to be the Hashem who loves us and cares for us so much and gives us the privilege to speak to Him, and that is creates a simcha. So that is the proper attitude of one tefillah. The reason this is one of the ideas of simcha shel mitzvah is why we say Ashrei before we daven mincha, that we say psukim, all the psukim that remind us of the simcha that one should have. The original Hasidim would take a full hour of preparation before they would daven Shemone Esrei, so they should have the proper kavana. This is also part of the idea. There are other ideas, but part of the idea of Sukkot Zimra and everything we say before Shemone Esrei, which are things that prepare us for tefillah. It's also halacha that if a person comes into shul, he should not immediately daven. He should wait a few seconds before he starts davening. Now we have another thing, is that since a person is talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing Shemone Esrei, he has to be very careful about making any hefsekim involving himself in other things in the middle of Shemone Esrei. By Kriya Shema we said that if an honorable person comes up to him, he's glad to greet him or answer him. But in the middle of Shemone Esrei, when he's actually speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, afilin melech shel dishloim lo yishevenu, even if a king was a very honorable person, greets him, the one who is down Shemone Esrei should not answer him. The first thing to say here, if it's a Goyish king, which may kill you, Sakonat Nefosh is permitted to answer. I feel Nochosh Korba Lakevil or Yapsik. And also, if it's a snake, which we're talking about a snake which is not a snake that can kill him, just an uncomfortable situation, he should also not be Mastik. We learn that from here two things. One should not be Mastik even from moving away from where he's standing in Shemone Esrei unless there's some very special need, and surely not to speak out in the middle of Shemone Esrei for something else. Once again, if the situation of sakona, the snake like a venomous snake or a scorpion, then he is allowed to be mastic to remove it.